crowd for preseason game one?
Wait for game two.
Game two. Not here.
Here we go.
All right, let's go. No, but I don't think it was. I don't think it was serious. It's preseason.
Precautionary.
Yeah.
I know you don't necessarily look into results in the preseason, but do you look at how results happened and then evaluate from there? The shot disparity.
The penalties were the big. That was the big thing. It was, you know, and that was something we've been addressing in the preseason. And so that was probably the most disappointing thing in the game. You don't really, I'm judging it by the wins or the losses. You've got a lot of young guys out there. A lot of guys were nervous. To be honest, I think it's easier for sometimes the younger guys to play a game on the road than it is to play at home. But the amount of penalties we took, that was disappointing.
Mitchell Stevens was hurt most of last year, didn't get a lot of games. Bill's finally healthy.
Overall,
have you seen from him in camp and
how the season
tonight?
Yeah, well, he had to kill a lot of penalties tonight. So that was one thing. He's a gifted skater, so it really helps his game. I thought he was on the puck quite a bit tonight. He got a little unlucky. I think he had a couple chances to make some offensive plays, and either a puck bounced over his stick or whatever. But he was really skating tonight. He was one of the guys that was skating tonight. It was good. Well, it was tough for him last year, and I think one of the big reasons why we really appreciated him was, you know, what a good teammate he was last year. And you know, we carried 14 forwards for most of the year, and we just didn't get into massive injury trouble. You know, somebody got hurt, it was one guy, and so he was kind of always on the outside. But when he did get in the game, you ask him to make an impact on the game, for the most part, he did. And now he's got to make an impact in camp. And another guy that thought he had his legs tonight. But I'm sure it was tough for him. And then to be in a situation where you're playing less than 10 games in a year, but you're always dependable in practice and you're always the guy that's having to sit there and stay later and skate extra. And he did it without complaint. He would drag other guys into the fight in that regard. So you have to really appreciate him. And the fact that he's come back and he's working his butt off again, and so that's always a good trait in a player.
Sure, some power play time. Is that something you'd like to add more to his?
No, it's early. It's early. He does, he took so many steps forward last year, and he's become a really dependable center for us. Regular season starts, you'll see him a lot more in the penalty kill than you will at the power play. But he was dipping his toes in the power play a little bit last year, so we'll see how it all plays out this year.
We haven't asked you a lot about Ross Colton. Mm-hmm. Come in, he had a pretty good rookie year last year. He's coming in this year, looks like he's really up to speed, looks like a little more of an aggressive player, so he feels a little bit faster.
Yeah.
What are some of the strengths of his game that maybe you've seen progress from last camp to this game?
Definitely his skating. And I don't know, he was just probably somebody that everybody can skate now, but somebody that just probably blended in with all the other guys out there. But I think that was one thing he needed to get better at, and he did. And his play at the rookie tournament, you could tell he's taken a step. And you know, that's a year in the American League and just getting used to pro hockey and the way things were done down there. You know, Benny's done a great job with the guys, but you're looking at guys that you want to see take a step. He was definitely one of them, and he proved it in the rookie tournament, and now he's going to show it here in the preseason.
Calvert's also coming first-year pro, mm-hmm. But differences you see from him this camp versus last one, he might have been more tired last year.
Well, definitely more comfortable. I think he looked a lot, I don't want to say he was nervous, but at times he looked that way. I'd say this camp he's much more comfortable, and again, somebody that's, you're looking for guys to take a step. Even watching him, and I got to watch him play a couple playoffs games last year, know, he's just improved. I mean, he's an improved player than he was last year at this time.
When you have the number of good quality prospects that you have, and there's one or two spots available for one of them to potentially grab, they're good problems to have, but how hard is it when it comes to trying to make those decisions once you get closer to October 30th?
Well, that's the thing. You'd rather be able to look inside and say, we've got guys that can fill these roles, than be scratching your head and say, oh my God, we got to go outside the organization to fill this. So we're comfortable with the players that are going to round out this roster. We just don't know who that is yet.
Good. Thank you.
Yes.